Bidali Justin is the national coordinator for the Samaritan Path Cleft Lips and Cataracts program. He says parents of children with cleft lips should be encouraged to seek treatment. Cleft lip is a birth defect in which a baby's mouth and lips don't form properly during their mother's pregnancy. Children with the problem can have difficulties eating and speaking and may need special care, but the problem can be corrected with the surgery. Justin says Samaritan's Path recently performed free corrective surgery on 90 children with the conditions at Juba Teaching Hospital.
I request that the public should continue voluntarily do referral for these patients, because that's the only way we can access them. Otherwise, without their voluntary support, we cannot access these patients. At least for them to have this message that cleft can be fixed, so that we move them from the idea that once you have a child with a cleft, it will not be fixed. So Samaritan Path is here to provide that hope that cleft can be fixed, and these children will go back with their smiles fixed again.
Adut Madok brought her grandchild all the way from the Lake State for the surgery in Juba. She says she has raised the child alone because the mother abandoned the baby.
When the mother gave birth to him and saw that the baby has a cleft lips, she immediately left at the hospital, and I remained with the baby. And because I didn't have a big support and I could not raise him alone, I had to move to school. We lived there. I swept the compound, and at least they could provide milk for my grandson, and they give us a room. I do the cleaning, and they give me something small to support him. So I got to get the information from the school, where somebody told me that there are people who can do this, and I immediately went to the hospital and I registered, and they called me to come to Juba, whereby they did the operation. It went successfully, and I'm happy for it. I will raise him as the only child of mine, as the way I raised the father.
Rehema Shamim is a Ugandan who lived in South Sudan for 2 years. She says her third child, who was born in Juba, has a cleft lip.
That's why I'm here. So now they have already do the operation. The baby is really looking nice. So I'm also happy, very happy, because I cannot change the wills of God. It's okay. I'm so happy, really happy, because my baby looks very handsome the way he is. I wish you could have seen him, but he's fine. I'm also fine.
Karen Daniels is a Samaritan Path nurse and a program manager for Cleft in South Sudan. She says Juba Teaching Hospital's team supports Samaritan Path annual free surgery. Daniels says her organization is exploring avenues to reach more children and adults with the condition.
There's plenty of cleft lips to be done here. We're returning in August with a target of about 90 as well once again, and we just want people to know that there's hope for this cleft lip and palate surgery. You know, so many times the stories we hear of such despair that they've been rejected and abandoned by everybody. Often the grandmothers are the ones that rescue these kids and bring them to us, and we've seen that again this week.
Samaritan's Path perform free surgeries to repair cleft lips and also to remove eye cataracts twice a year in South Sudan. The U.S. nonprofit plans to carry out more surgeries at Juba Teaching Hospital in August. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Yambio.